Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. Thanks for joining us here on Herb Talk on American Voice Radio. Welcome to the show. We got a great show. We are going to be talking about how long it takes to get well. Yeah, we're gonna touch on that. Also, we have Dr. Rebecca Carley that's going to join us for the second half of this hour. So she'll be with us at the bottom of the hour. And we have a crack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and Semper Fi. For our military, praying for them, want God's hand of protection on our men and women in uniform that are serving the United States, because they are somebody's husband, somebody's wife, somebody's daughter, somebody's son, somebody's sister, somebody's brother, so we want to pray for them. And while we're hitting the knees, we're praying for that righteous leader, one withstanding with the Lord, that the Lord approves of, and that the majority of people recognize, because the Lord wants him as President of the United States. Hopefully, we can bring this country back, one nation under God, right? We got to vote in that guy, and ask God to protect that voting process. Let's put that on the prayer list. Let's start praying that every day. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, legislators attempt to force fluoridation on New Jersey. Yeah, New Jersey is one of the few U.S. states where the vast majority of the residents are not forcibly medicated with fluorinated chemicals in their water supply. Only about 20% of the New Jersey residents are exposed to fluoride in their water. So it is the fourth least fluorinated state in our country. But state legislators want to change that. Yeah, they are currently trying to change this by passing new legislation that would mandate all public water supplies in the Garden State to be fluorinated. Mm-hmm. New Jersey Senate Bill S-959, called the New Jersey Public Water Supply Fluoridation Act, would require the fluoridation of all public community water systems in the state of New Jersey. Now, the New Jersey legislature has been working towards this, kind of, you know, keeping it under wraps, to enact these laws with new fluoridation laws without really telling the public or seeking appropriate public input. And those who oppose the legislation, they found out about it, is the New Jersey League of Municipalities, the New Jersey Sierra Club, the New Jersey Business and Industry Association, the citizens group called No Fluoride New Jersey, and also the local water companies and utilities right across the state, all objecting, but it's going unheard. So not only does this unfunded mandate completely strip away all local control of fluoridation, but it requires local taxpayers to pick up the tab. To get it started, $5 billion in startup costs, and then $1 billion every year after that. Goodness. Just, you know, to sedate people. Neurotoxin, anyone? What else we got in the quack report? Oh, U.S. meat supplies in the news. Widely contaminated mad cow pyrons in the meat. Yeah, mad cow disease. You remember that? That progressive brain wasting disease caused by defective protein known as a prion that can't be cured, where they found that factory farming practices, feeding animals, you know, nervous tissue from other animals caused this spread of mad cow, and then they quit doing that. Many countries banned feeding animal tissue to cows, sheep, goats. But there's just one problem. Tissue, including nervous system tissue, is still being fed to everything else, chickens, farm-raised fish, and other kinds of meat that contain mad cow prions are getting into the animal chain. Fish meal, chicken feces, bodies of other animals are all ground up and fed back into the human consumption supply. That's right. Also, I don't know if you know this, but most pet food, including dog food, has fish meal in it. And prions are not bacteria. They're not alive. They remain completely unaffected when you cook it. Even radiation doesn't destroy it. They can survive right through that meat packaging process. And the only way to reliably reduce your risk of mad cow disease exposure is to avoid the factory farmed meat products altogether. Go organic. You know, if you want beef, get the grass-fed cattle. That can be trusted. You know, get your own cow. Moving along, quack report. Artificial hamburger meat, speaking of meat. I'm telling you, they want to feed the world with this artificial hamburger meat that they grow in the laboratory in a bovine fetal cell vat. Did you get that? Yeah. Test tube hamburgers is basically what it is. They take and they make it from thin strips of meat that they grow in a vat in the lab. It's a nutrient vat, excuse me. It's laced with bovine fetus stem cells. Yummy. Oh, yeah, the test tube meat strips actually pulsate and twitch during their laboratory growth phase. That's just creepy. And it's been accomplished by Professor Mark Post. You know, back in October, Post said we're going to provide proof of a concept that shows that out of stem cells, we can make a product that looks, feels, and hopefully tastes like meat. Yeah, well, he's done it. Yep, over there in the Netherlands at the Maastricht University Laboratory. He presented his results to the American Academy of the Advancement of Sciences. Okay. You know, how does this process lab meat taste anyway? Well, MSG, sodium nitrate, and processed salt, for the most part, that's what it tastes like, because when you take lab-grown meat and you just pump it, inject it full of additives into it, then that's pretty much what your meat patties are, with MSG inside every cell, are going to taste like. Creating one hamburger requires 3,000 of these, pulsating, twitching meat strips, grown in the lab, in the vat, unlike a cow, which requires about 2 years of growing until you slaughter the thing. The test tube burgers are produced in just 6 weeks. So benefits are: test tube burgers are more efficient, less environmental damage, more humane than killing an animal, and we'll be able to feed the world for less. Okay. Step right up. I wonder if McDonald's is going to have that on the menu. I don't know. Let's see. Last but not least, in the Quack Report, normal personality traits. Are you normal out there? Well, get ready. Your normal personality traits and your normal emotions, like grieving, for instance, if you lose a loved one, soon to be reclassified as a mental illness. That's right. The American Psychiatric Association, their Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, Manual Number 5, is soon to be on the way, May of 2013. But they're taking everyday emotions, normal ones, and they're reclassifying them as mental disorders. So which really is, a variation in human behavior, but they're reclassifying normal behaviors like bereavement, spending too much time surfing the internet. Those are going to be new mental disabilities that necessitate taking psychiatric medications, which you can have a disability from work and you can get on the government dole. See how that works? So the government wins, the pharmaceutical companies win, and you lose. That's right. According to David Pilgrim of the University of Central Lancashire in the UK, he says it's obvious that this DSM number 5 book, this is the psychiatric book, he said will help the interest of the drug companies by widening the scope of what is considered to be mental illness. The number of recognized mental disorders jumped from 1840 by 100, and the new book number 5, they anticipate 300 new mental disorders and wacky behaviors. Because there are a lot of people that are shy or eccentric or have, some unconventional romantic behaviors. They suddenly find themselves labeled as mentally ill. That's right. Yeah, Peter Kinderman, head of Liverpool University Institute of Psychology, says, get ready. You're going to be government mandated this and that and told what to do and when to take it. There'll be that smart pill, psychiatric smart pill, that's going to tell you when you need to take it. And, of course, then you'll have your cell phone that's going to be able to let them know when you're depressed. That's how it goes. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Huh. I tell you, it's getting insane, isn't it? Crazy. Well, Dr. Carl will be with us in a little bit here, but right now we're going to talk about how long it takes to get well. Because we live in a world of instant gratification. And the industry of allopathic medicine, they understand that all too well. Hey, got belly fat? No problem. Liposuction will make you look slim in one afternoon. Tired of painful menstruation? No problem. The gynecologist will just freeze your uterus and cervix in an office visit, and you won't have periods anymore. Got high blood pressure and cholesterol? No problem. Just pop three prescription drugs to transform your lab work into the status of a rock star. But at what cost? Well, what they didn't tell you, because nowhere in the plastic surgeon's brochure did it explain that when you surgically remove fat from your abdomen and don't change your lifestyle, that the fat will reaccumulate again, but in your arms and your neck. Yeah, the doctors didn't tell you that their instant gratification will provide you a smaller waist, but a thick neck and fat arms. So nowhere in the gynecologist's sales pitch were you made aware that you risk losing a kidney along with future fertility by doing away with the inconvenience and symptoms of your monthly period. And nowhere during the cardiologist visit were you made aware that a decade on cardiovascular drugs puts you on the path to congestive heart failure. Now, aren't doctors responsible for total disclosure? Why, that would be practice suicide. You're a guaranteed patient for life. So it is kind of like a used car salesman who doesn't disclose all that is wrong with the car, and you ask a specific question and you hear, "not to the best of my knowledge," because that's the legal loophole for getting out of being responsible. And this is why drug companies don't run certain studies on drugs. For instance, drug companies won't embark on a study to see if vaccines cause cancer or autism, because they do. Now, Vince Lombardi once said, if you can accept losing, you can't win. Yeah, we got to fight back, folks. And while I was in herb school, I learned a lot. I've learned a lot since then, but natural healers who have hands-on experience are a marvel. You know, for instance, while learning about which herbs and lifestyle changes are helpful at strengthening the cardiovascular system, we were presented with a real case of a man who had some out-of-sight lab work. He had, are you ready, a serum cholesterol level of 996 and triglycerides of 4,310. Now, physicians considered him a metabolic time bomb. And they might have said to him, you know, forget the heart drugs, you know, take that money and go buy a burial plot. But the best that allopathic doctors could do was prescribe drugs to lower his numbers and suggest maybe he get more exercise, eat healthier, you know, see a dietitian. Yeah, get on that food pyramid, jump on that treadmill, and drink more water while you choke down those heart drugs. Well, this isn't going to work. This isn't going to work. So when you are in serious trouble, you need a serious solution. And how long it takes to get better and out of the woods depends on the person. Well, Colin Powell once said, a dream doesn't become reality through magic. It takes sweat, determination, and hard work. And Benjamin Franklin said, there are three things extremely hard: steel, a diamond, and to know oneself. Right. It is hard work to get better. It's going to take hard work to improve one's health. And now the easy way is to accept the plan allopathic medicine prescribes. That's the easy way. So let's say you have a good plan. How do you screw that up? Well, you don't stick to the plan, and you fudge a little. Because it only takes a little cheating when you are really sick to sabotage your plans for better health. Now, a bit of advice. When you decide to take responsibility and get better without drugs or surgery, don't get discouraged when you see small gains and you've been working hard for 30 days. Now, this guy with the 996 cholesterol and the 4,300 triglycerides, well, he initially made the right decision, and he sought out a natural healer to guide him. But what he made all the classic mistakes. Even with his fudging, he did manage to drop his cholesterol by 100 points, but he and his family complained that the gains were not big enough and were not coming fast enough. So people tend to forget that in most cases, it takes years for the symptoms of disease to become evident. So it took them a long time to get sick. It's not going to get, you're not going to get better overnight. So this guy wasn't born with blood so thick with fat that it was the consistency of pudding. Took a while to get there. Now, Robert Louis Stevenson once said, "Don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds you plant." This is true. Let me tell you about another case, because human nature is something, is that sometimes impatient. We're impatient people. And in this other case, there was a man who suffered from chronic diabetes for 20 years, and he was also tired of the constant drug dependency and all the lab work, so he sought out a natural healer to help him. Although he didn't fudge on his plan while, you know, taking on his new plan to better health, he kind of stuck to it. He was, though, very impatient. So after just 30 days, he saw only, well, a mere 20% reduction in his insulin dependency. So instead of celebrating that his metabolism was responding, he complained. The natural healer explained to him that it took him years of abusing sugar to develop the diabetes and that he could not expect a complete cure overnight. So it would take him about a year of hard work to become insulin-free. So the guy didn't want to hear that. It was one step at a time, a journey to better health. He didn't want to hear that. He was moving in the right direction, and instead of looking at his 20% insulin reduction as a dramatic improvement, you know, time to celebrate, what he saw was the 80% that he had to go, he still had to go, was an 80% deficit, and he thought it was too big to dig himself out of. Now, this quote's interesting by Friedrich Nietzsche, who said, "On the mountains of truth, you can never climb in vain. Either you will reach a point higher up today, or you will be training your powers so that you will be able to climb higher tomorrow." I like that. One day at a time. And it's not just one thing either that you're going to be doing. You are not going to defeat serious illness by doing just one thing. For instance, if you take cedar berries, the Juniper monosperna, to lower your blood sugar, and that is all you do, you won't be totally off insulin. And if you take hawthorn berries to protect the heart muscle, you won't see dramatic improvement in blood pressure, cholesterol, and triglycerides. You will need to layer your herbal healing tools with a combination of natural therapies and a lifestyle change. For instance, if you are like the guy with the pudding for blood, you will need to go off all solid foods, all animal foods, for the first 30 days and use vegetable and citrus juice along with your plant protein powders, your spirulina and chlorella. Throw that in the juice. And you will also layer with the heart-strengthening herbs, your hawthorn, you know, your aloe, your cayennes, motherwort, that kind of layering. And you know what? By the way, sandwiches are not juices. Okay? Don't think you can fudge and have a sandwich once in a while. Mm-mm. So that would be cheating. You'll also need to cleanse the system of the impurities, which tend to hinder the healing process, and therefore you will need to complete your organ cleanses, especially the liver cleanse. Now, for serious disease, you will not do the organ cleanses just once and be done with them. You will need to especially do the liver cleanse for two full alternating weeks. So, for instance, you would cleanse the liver for 7 days, and then you would move to cleanse the kidney bladder for 7 days, and then you would go back and cleanse the liver for another 7 days. So you'd be doing a 14-day liver cleanse alternating. And this is how you reverse disease with some hardcore healing therapies. Now, it is work, but the guy with pudding blood would have lowered his cholesterol to 175 in 1 month if he'd stuck to it. So doing things halfway will not even get you halfway. It's all or nothing. No, the liquid diet is not forever. and it is designed to initially deliver nutrition, purify, and unburden the organs so the healing can begin. So if you'd like more information on organ cleansing and combination therapies, hey, check out the Power Herbs ebook. It's just $14.99, and it's at thepowerherbs.com. And it's not a hard copy. It's an ebook. So if you have email, you can get this book. And it's an awesome thing to have. It'll open your eyes how powerful each and every one of you can be. It's called The Power Herbs Book, and it's at thepowerherbs.com. Now, Tony Robbins once said, how am I going to live today in order to create a tomorrow I'm committed to? Well, you got to shape up. And what did you expect? You are in a battle for your life. The enemy called disease isn't going to voluntarily leave. You've got to make disease leave. Now, your other choice, basically, is to throw a big camouflage tarp over the enemy and pretend it's not there. Now, by the way, the tarp would be your drugs and surgery. So it will take extreme dedication and hard work, because ships don't come in, they're brought in, and if you don't bring the ship in, you'll be shipwrecked. So it's time to man up and to stop doing what you've been doing that made yourself sick. You are the solution to your health problem. And as always, Thomas Jefferson, I love his quotes, never put off tomorrow what you can do today. So let's go. Let's get it together, people. So if the healing process seems like Mount Rushmore to you, you got to know Mount Rushmore wasn't built in a day. Step by step, you will get the job done, but you've got to move and not put it off. Delay will just make your journey to good health longer. And you know what? Smart people early on will implement healthy lifestyles with prevention therapies as extra insurance against getting disease. So whichever camp you find yourself in, the prevention or the disease reversal camp, you can get started now. You can get the Power Herbs ebook, get that ebook, and you can get the free product catalog, too, from Apothecary Herbs. All you got to do is call them or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 803-746-0219, because that's where your health care options just became endless. Toll-free number, once again, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And you know what? If you want help climbing your Mount Rushmore, just give those folks a call. And while you're on the website, sign up for their Health Quest free online newsletter, because inside you're going to get lots of information, health tips, common sense stuff, plus coupons for discounts at thepowerherbs.com website. So if you're on the Health Quest newsletter, you just received a newsletter today with a 15% off coupon. So if you're wanting to start your body foundation food mix with your protein of spirulina and chlorella, or your male or female organ cleansing packages, or your heart cholesterol blood pressure herbs, or your diabetic formulas, you are going to save 15% because you're on the Health Quest newsletter list, and it's free. All you got to do is sign up at thepowerherbs.com. Check that out. If you have email, you'll get that newsletter. Whew. And while you're there, don't forget to check out the Vitamin Vault. If you're stocking up, you can save big time on your case and half case discounts there. So you'll have tools for emergencies. Got to take a break, but Dr. Carly's going to be with us in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You wanna live, you wanna move to the sound. pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thewthepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and it is the third Tuesday of the month, so you know what that means. Our wellness expert, Dr. Rebecca Carley, joins us, and she's back. Welcome to the show, Dr. Carley.
Thank you, Wendy. It's good to be back with you.
Awesome. Of course, you know, you can click on the link on the links page at thepowerherbs.com and get on over to Dr. Carley's website. Lots of great information there, because Dr. Carley is big into educating people on how to improve their health with natural means. So get on over there to that website and look on all that information up there. And I know you've got a radio show, so tell the folks where they can hear you on the air.
Yes, I'm on OrionTalkRadio.com every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern. What's ailing America? As I always say, unfortunately, I'll never run out of answers to that question. And starting probably this Sunday, but certainly by next Sunday, I'm going to be doing a show out of the UK called What's Ailing the World, because everything I discuss is a, you know, global issue. So the word's getting out there, and very important that it continues to do so, because the things that are going on are right out of the Twilight Zone.
Oh, it's crazy. I see that Australia, the doctors there are trying to get the legislators to make the courses that are being taught at university and colleges over there on homeopathy, natural therapies and stuff to be, you know, pretty much no funding to get rid of them, because more and more people over in Australia are really digging the natural way.
Yes, and this should be such a wake-up call to people, because why are they so threatened? As a matter of fact, somebody sent me a YouTube of some white coat claiming, of course, that homeopathy was quackery, but I loved his explanation for why so many people said it works for them. He claims it's a placebo effect. So my response to that would be, well, since drugs do nothing but cause side effects and cure nothing, let's pretend it is a placebo effect. I'd rather have a placebo.
Well, I mean, they're changing the classification. You probably heard this. The psychiatry, the American Psychiatric Association, coming out with in May of in 2013 their number 5 manual, the DSM-5, where they're reclassifying a lot of normal behaviors as being, you know, mental disorders, so that people can get on disability, take a lot of psychotropic drugs, but things like, you know, spending too much time on the internet, Dr. Carley, and bereavement over a loved one that passed away would be reclassified as being mentally ill. And I guess we could add to that people who like natural therapies, huh?
Right. Well, yeah, I especially love that last one you just mentioned about bereavement. I think the time limit is 2 weeks. If you grieve for somebody more than 2 weeks, then, you know, you're mentally ill. And also, thanks to you, I received that information about the New York Times article where they're reclassifying autism because, well, first of all, let me say, what the heck is autism doing in a psychiatric manual in the first place? It's not a psychiatric condition. It's subacute sclerosing panencephalitis caused by vaccines. But because of the exploding epidemic, as they always do to use statistics and their various devious ways to try to make it look like it's not as bad as it really is. They want to pretty much cut out the lower classification, the Asperger syndrome. It's just amazing what these tricksters are always up to.
Well, yeah, and just like the CDC now, they're really up in arms because women who breastfeed, you probably saw that, women who breastfeed, they're interfering with the effectiveness of the vaccines. Okay, so breast milk, also I think a judge in Texas ruled that breastfeeding is not in any way, shape, or form associated with pregnancy. So it can't be, yeah, some woman was out for 6 weeks after she had her baby. She was breastfeeding. She went back to work. She asked her boss if she could use an unused office on her break to express some and pump some breast milk, and they let her go. She was fired. Mm-hmm. And so she sued them under sexual harassment, and that's when the judge said, no, that's not sexual harassment because breastfeeding has nothing to do with pregnancy. So
people are insane. And, you know, we frogs that have been put into the cold water and they're turning up the heat, well, they're turning up the heat really high now, and many people are waking up. That's the good news. But I have to comment on that whole idea that the antibodies in breast milk are going to neutralize the vaccines. when I was in medical school in the early 80s, and I still have all my notes and transcripts from medical school, we were told that you never vaccinate a baby until they're at least 6 months old or a pregnant woman. So I don't know how they twisted and spun things to where now they're doing this every day. But, of course, that's why the baby needs the breast milk, because the baby doesn't have a well-functioning immune system until at least 6 months old. And so if the mother has antibodies, they're going to neutralize the vaccine viruses. And so that's a good thing for the baby. So they're
right.
trying everything they can. I also got another article a few months ago where they're saying that mothers have so many toxins in their breast milk that, you know, they shouldn't be breastfeeding their children either. So rather than get rid of the toxins, we're going to tell mothers not to breastfeed. Yeah, buy that Johnson & Johnson baby formula or whatever, you know, that's got fluoride in it, it's in an aluminum package. Yeah, that's much better for the baby. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, they have a lot of garbage in those baby formulas. And speaking of baby formulas, Dr. Carley, you know, women of the third world countries, they can't afford baby formula. So what do they got to do? They got to breastfeed their baby, right?
Uh-huh.
So what did they find out? They did a study. Research is published in the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine, where they happened to notice that the breast milk must have something to do with helping the babies after birth develop healthy lungs because, as we know, vaccines give children asthma, right?
Yes.
Okay, so they found out that these third world babies weren't getting asthma even though they were being vaccinated. So they did a study and they found that even if the mother was asthmatic, she wasn't passing along any asthma to the baby when she was breastfeeding. So they have decided that the breast milk is preventing asthma, and they want mothers to stop breastfeeding.
Well, that's a good reason to stop breastfeeding. You know, I mean, I can't even be shocked anymore. It's just so atrocious what's going on. Another thing I wanted to mention, if I could quickly, there was an article in the Charlotte Observer, which I know we both get. I just buy it to see what they're feeding the sheep, and on December 16th, on page 1A, they had a big article how they're not going to use chimps in research anymore because animal rights groups are complaining, and so the NIH has decided not to use chimps for research. And, of course, it's very expensive to use chimps for research. So what are they doing now? There was a whole page in the Charlotte Observer on February 12th, page 5, what is this? Looks like 5V. And they have four different clinical trials. Do you have COPD and continue to have difficulty breathing? Do you have high blood pressure? Do you have multiple sclerosis? Do you have rosacea? If you do, you may be eligible to participate in a research study of an investigational medication, i.e. be a lab rat, and they're going to compensate you up to $75 for allowing yourself to be experimented on.
Oh.
So, you know, these clinical trials are getting out of hand.
My goodness. Well, you know, speaking of animal rights groups, before you came on, we were talking about some artificial hamburger meat that they are growing this hamburger in the lab, and they're thin strips of meat laced with bovine fetus stem cells. Now, Dr. Carley, this is a test tube meat that actually pulsates and twitches, according to the report. And the reason they're going to do this, you know, of course, they want it to taste like real meat, so they're going to pump it up with MSG, sodium nitrate, and processed salt, so it tastes like, you know, moo cow.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they're doing this is because it takes about 2 years to grow a cow before they slaughter it. It only takes 6 weeks to make this artificial meat, basically, and they'll be able to feed the world for less. And the benefits is it's more humane than killing the animals.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the reason behind doing it.
Uh-huh.
Well, there was another article yesterday, 220, Charlotte Observer, page 7A, minimal synthetic cell in the works. This mad scientist by the name of Ventnor, and they had a show about him on 60 Minutes, too. he's actually found a way to use synthetic DNA. And he's going to be creating cells, and of course by the time they tell us they're doing things, we know they've been doing it for probably at least 10 years. And one of the purposes of this is going to be the creation of flu vaccines in a faster way. And just the idea of synthetic DNA, now that of course brings up more gallons, because there was an article about the CDC, of course, calling Morgellons nanoworms a delusion. Mm-hmm. And when you read this article, which was published on activistpost.com, they talk about how these Morgellons fibers have, in fact, been evaluated, and what are they composed of? Cellulose and GNA, which is a synthetic DNA. So as soon as I read this, I put two and two together, and I figured, okay, Ventnor, you're definitely involved in this. And, of course, one of the agencies funding his research is BARDA, Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority.
Hmm. Well, I think you mentioned to me, I can't remember if it was on the air or not, that they think that the Morgellons is being delivered through the chemtrails application.
Yes.
And then, of course, we were discussing why, you know, not everybody is having the symptoms of Morgellons. And I think you told me because their system is rejecting, whereas the majority of people are absorbing the nanoworms. Is that right?
Well, that's what, you know, who knows? I mean, it's not like anybody's going to tell us the truth about that. I'm sure they know, but common sense tells me, it's just like if you have an infection with a childhood exanthem disease like chicken pox or measles where you get the little pustules, that's the virus being extruded out through the skin. That's how the body gets rid of it. So it just makes sense to me that the people that do have the fibers coming out have developed some kind of immunity to it. Of course, the problem is that the symptoms of having these fibers come out of your skin, from what I've heard from people, it's absolute terror and horror. You know, mm-hmm. they feel like they've got to rip their skin off. The itching is just unbearable.
Right. Right. Wow. Well, you know, they're just getting so medically based in technology with the smart pills that will tell you when you need to take your medicine and will monitor your blood pressure. These are little chips inside pills and also you can actually send your monitoring over the internet or over your cell phone to your doctor, that kind of thing. And by the way, the new smartphones will also be your little psychologist. I don't know if you heard about that. They'll be able to monitor you. They're going to actually have phones with individual algorithms that will be able to monitor your mood and will be able to decide whether you're depressed or not. And if so, they'll send you a text message to cheer up. And if you don't cheer up, they're gonna contact somebody, and they're gonna come get you out of your house. So
now it's gonna be like a crime to be depressed. I laugh at that term depression, anyways. Anybody who knows what's going on in the world and doesn't have their down days. I mean, today's my son's 16th birthday. I've had no contact with him for a decade because of what I do. These monsters in New York. Did so many things to persecute me. And, yeah, I have down days sometimes. I mean, to me, that's kind of normal. So how can they even make up this disease called depression? And, oh, by the way, the Wizard of Oz, which I call him Dr. Oz, I try to watch him every day to see what kind of crap he's promoting. He actually did a show on electroshock therapy, I think it was about a week ago, promoting electroshock therapy.
And he was promoting it for people who were depressed.
Exactly. It's a wonderful thing. You should really think about it. They've improved it. Yep.
Well, I mean, you know, I think just about anybody that resists being arrested gets that. I mean, you know, taser. So.
Oh, that brings up another story in the news I heard last night. A teenage girl, I forget what state it was in, was tasered by a cop. She fell down, and she was like only a foot or two away from him. He's like over 200 pounds. She weighs like 90. He tasered her. She hit her head on the cement concrete, and now she's brain dead.
Uh-oh.
And, of course, the police has been found, you know, he used reasonable whatever. you know, these cops are killing people every day.
Well, and the problem I've heard,
or whatever, if our machine says we're depressed, I mean, wake up, people. It's getting very late.
Well, I've heard that, you know, the reason we've seen a lot of aggressive law enforcement officers, now that's not to say there are some really nice ones, some decent guys and gals on the force out there, but a lot of these folks are, you know, got post-traumatic stress disorder when they're coming back from, you know, serving in the military, and they get on law enforcement, and they kind of just go off, you know, just a little traffic stop where you don't give the cop permission to search your vehicle can set some of these guys off.
Well, I've thought about this a lot, and there's no question that a lot of ex-military are coming home and becoming cops. And I actually think that the ones with post-traumatic stress disorder are the ones that have a conscience. And their conscience is giving them post-traumatic stress disorder because they know what they've done. Lots of psychopaths sign up for the military, and then those psychopaths are coming here and becoming cops. And, yeah, I'm sure there's a few good ones, but I can tell you right now, if I see those flashing lights in my rearview mirror, I get a lot more nervous than I do if I'm driving through a quote-unquote bad neighborhood. I mean, here in North Carolina, there's been two cops reported in the last few months that were pulling over women and then sexually assaulting them.
Well, you know, there was that that thing over the internet where this grandmother got in Illinois. I think she was pulled over, and you know, she's 80 something, and you know, she had a permit to carry, so she had a concealed carry permit. So usually, most of the states, when you got that, you got to like let the cop know, you know, I got a concealed carry permit, and let the officer know if you actually have a weapon with you. So she gets pulled over, and she lets the officer know. And he goes, okay, what do you have? And she goes, well, in my glove box, I have a .38 special. And he goes, okay, is that all? And she goes, well, no, here in the center console, I have a Glock 9mm. And he goes, okay, I have to ask. Yeah, he goes, I have to.
I just saw the YouTube video of this guy tasing the 82-year-old grandmother.
They're really
cool.
Well, anyway, so the cop asked her if that was all, and she goes, no, that she had a little something or other in her purse, you know. And so he goes, what are you afraid of, lady? And she goes, absolutely nothing. So,
I didn't see that part.
You didn't see that one? Yeah, grandma.
Let's
she got
another 82-year-old that I saw that. Well, did they tase that granny?
No. She, I mean, the cop was respectful. You know, she had a permit. But I'm just saying, you know, some people need to, you know, just tell it like it is, and she did that.
Yeah, the granny I saw, she was 82, and the cop tased her. And people have no idea how dangerous this is. Depending on where the taser hits you, and especially if you have any tendency to have a cardiac arrhythmia, it can kill you very easily. And, you know, what happened to billy clubs, you know? Why aren't they beating people up with billy clubs for their allegedly, you know, resisting arrest? Why do they have to use a potentially deadly weapon?
I don't know. Billy club's a little too messy, I guess. I have no idea what the reasoning is. But, yeah, I mean, if you have a pacemaker, that's got to be risky to get tasered, you know?
Really? Yeah.
I can short circuit that out. Well, Dr. Carley, I want to read you a quote from Dr. Benjamin Rush. Over 200 years ago, he said this: unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, the time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men and deny equal privileges to others. The Constitution of the Republic should make a special privilege for medical freedoms as well as religious freedom. And he was a physician, Benjamin Rush, and a medical professor. He was also a surgeon for the Continental Army, and he signed the Declaration of Independence. He represented Pennsylvania in the Congress. So I just think that was just very visionary of him 200 years ago to say that.
Yeah, because we're living it right now.
I know.
As a matter of fact, you had sent me an article about they want to charge doctors with felonies who practice medicine in one state with a license for another state. I mean, basically, the way they've arranged it, they can go after anybody they want for any reason, but they'll let the killer doctors go.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think I mentioned to you that was, the interstate commerce laws, I guess, I don't know, don't even apply if a doctor has the ability to practice in more than one state. But anyway, it's just crazy. I was telling my engineer, my magical engineer, Frank, that it's almost getting to the point where the average citizen has to become a really good lawyer to protect themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Well, because I call the lawyers land sharks, so I don't have too much respect for that group.
Well, no,
either.
But if you understood the law, you're going to use all the weapons, the legal weapons at your disposal, where a lot of attorneys, they play the game, and they don't tell you, hey, you can use this form called estoppel to, stop them from garnishing wages or creating havoc in your life. Attorneys aren't going to do that. They play the game. So, yeah, I don't have any real respect for attorneys at all.
Well, judges are immune even if corrupt malicious are incompetent, so it depends on how bad they want to get you.
Right.
But I promote the same things you do. People have to educate themselves. You have to find out what's bad for you. You have to find out what's good for you. In my opinion, you got to stop going to these white coats. Unless you have trauma, that's the only reason I would ever be caught in a hospital for any reason. And then, of course, I'd have somebody guarding me 24/7 and get me out of there ASAP. But they are becoming rabid, going after more and more doctors who step out of the box and learn how to heal. And that in itself is evidence that we've got a problem here. There's an excellent website, backtruth.com, and I'm on their mailing list, and I just received an article. The man who runs the website did some research, and it turns out that 50 years ago in Congress, they had hearings about the AMA and how they were basically taking away the rights of doctors who were using, homeopathy and things of that nature, and they were trying to basically create a monopoly for themselves. Over 50 years ago, they had these hearings. But like all their hearings, they're dog and pony shows, and nothing ever gets better. And it was in regards to cures for cancer that were available at the time.
Right. Well, it's when it comes to the courts, our legal system, it definitely isn't perfect, and you've got an illusion of doing the right thing, and nothing really comes of it. There is no betterment, and it's basically a pay-to-play arena, unfortunately. So, it's unless you are related to a judge, you may have half a chance then, but.
Or in certain secret societies like the Freemasons, there's a lot of get out of trouble free techniques. But certainly we have the biggest prison complex in the world, and more prisons are being made private now, and it's become a business to lock people up for absolutely nothing, while the real psychopaths continue to go free.
Yeah, the court system has become a corporation. Definitely, you're right about that. We have more lawyers per capita than any other country. So, why? Ask yourself that. Well, we're almost out of time, Dr. Carley, and as always, I've enjoyed the time with you. And, of course, the folks, they can visit your website by clicking on your banner at the powerherbs.com website and under the links area. Of course, we have a notice of your interviews on our homepage so people can keep track of when you're going to be on. And, of course, let the folks know again about your radio show.
What's Ailing America, OrionTalkRadio.com, Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern. And I want to thank you for sending me some of the really good stuff you've been sending me. I'll continue to send you important articles, too. There's so much going on. Of course, we can't keep up with all of it. But I encourage people, you really have to start researching these things because it makes a difference of life or death. That's how.
Right. And, of course, if you'd like to contact Dr. Carley, her number is 888-321-6751, 888-321-6751. As always, Dr. Carley, you've been a delight. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Wendy. Keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Of course, Dr. Carley will be back with us next week, and I hope you'll join us then. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.